Good evening. The news read by Rita Yuothembom. In our top stories, the 2024 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting has opened in Apia, Samoa, with King Charles III presiding for the first time as head of the organization. Leaders from 56 nations, including Cameroon's Prime Minister Joseph Dangote, have been pledged to uphold equality, peace and respect. Coming up in sports, the 7th edition of the Douala International Marathon begins this Saturday, October 26th, 2024. You'll have the details of these and more in a moment. The head of the Commonwealth has invited leaders of the 56 countries which make up the organization to renew their commitment to the body and strengthen the organization's response to the challenges of today's world. His Majesty King Charles III was speaking today in Apia, Samoa, during the official opening of the 27th session of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. Cameroon's Prime Minister and Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, represented President Paul Biya in the event. Star Building correspondent Christine Chiatam reports.
The opening ceremony, attended by Prime Minister Joseph Dangote, who is representing President Paul Biya, was an opportunity to recall some of the most pressing challenges facing the Commonwealth and indeed the entire world. Fiona Naomi Matafa, Prime Minister of Samoa.
The hosting of CHOGM 2024 is a great opportunity for all to experience our lived reality, especially with climate change. It is the greatest threat to the survival and security of our Pacific people. Samoa is a key advocate of ambitious climate action in order to keep the promise of 1.5 degree.
It was also a time to evaluate the successes recorded over the past 8 years as the Secretary General, Patricia Scotland, comes to the end of her mandate.
In the last 8 years, we have done so much. The Blue Charter, the Living Lands Charter, the common sensing, the issues in relation to our connectivity. We now have an intra-commonwealth trade which is expected to reach 1 trillion by 2026, 2 trillion by 2030. And intra-commonwealth investment has tripled since I took office in 2016. And the Youth Development Index has been a gift from the Commonwealth to the world, now an essential tool in enhancing opportunities.
For His Majesty King Charles III, presiding over the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting for the first time as King, it was a time to present some kind of policy speech to the heads of government as he takes the mantle of leadership of the Commonwealth.
It is vital, therefore, that we understand our history to guide us to make the right choices in the future. Where inequalities exist, for example, in access to opportunity, to education, to skills training, to employment, to health, and to a planet in whose climate our human race can both survive and thrive, we must find the right ways and the right language to address them.
The Commonwealth heads of government still have pertinent policy issues to deliberate on. One of such is the designation of a successor for the outgoing Secretary General. In the meantime, the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, joined the other Commonwealth Heads of Government for a dinner organized by King Charles III and wife, Apia, Samoa, Christian Chiatam, CHOGM 2024.
And in more news, Cameroon's contributions to peace development through its various peace missions have been saluted in Douala during the 79th anniversary of the United Nations Day 2024. The ceremony, organized by members of the International Association of World Peace Defenders, was in the presence of the Nigerian Consul and chaired by the head of the Cultural Affairs Division at the Littoral Governor's Office, Cynthia Etim, with the details.
The history of the organization, the development of human values, plus the importance of cohesion among nations were highlighted at the celebration marking the 79th anniversary of the United Nations Day. A memorable day also for Cameroon, marking the 64th year since the country became member of the United Nations. The celebration is an initiative of the members of the International Association of World Peace Defenders. Archbishop Ambassador Professor Laurence Luba Njo is country director of the association.
They have contributed in global development, national stability. There are nations where they have had interventions during their crisis. They have also helped in economic development and assisted in socioeconomic life of most of the nations. And Cameroon is also part of those who have experienced and benefited from such benevolence of the United Nations.
It should be noted that the commemoration of the United Nations Day held at the time when former Prime Minister of Cameroon, Philemon Yang, heads the United Nations General Assembly. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
We move to the Northwest region, where preparations are in full swing in Bamenda for the public screening of a documentary on President Paul Biya, described by citizens as a great statesman. The head of the delegation from the Ministry of Arts and Culture in charge of the projection of the film, Michael Nguang, confirms that the stage is ready with over 4,000 attendees expected for the event. Sylvie Mpanta reports from Bamenda.
Less than 24 hours to the screening of the documentary film on President Paul Biya in Bamenda, the regional steering committee, led by Professor Fru Angbaford III, is leaving no stone unturned to ensure a smooth and successful event.
We've had a steering committee meeting this morning to inform our population and to say that the reports are very encouraging. We see a lot of movement, activities, and people are eager to watch the president's film.
The head of delegation from the Ministry of Arts and Culture, Michael Nguayi, confirms that the stage is set and technical inspections are underway to ensure everything runs smoothly.
The entire team is here. The equipments are here. The car podium is more than halfway mounted.
Artists are also conducting final rehearsals to enliven the screening event, which will take place tomorrow, Saturday, October 26th, at the Esplanade of the SDO's office in Upstation, Bamenda. Sylvie Bantar, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And ahead of the event, meetings have been held between the Northwest elite, the Northwest administration, and the local organizing committee. Charles Ebune puts into context the relation between President Paul Biya and the population of the Northwest region. Charles?
The only two vice presidents Cameroon has had since independence and reunification, John Guo Foncha and Solomon Tande Muna, all hail from the Northwest region. The highest Cameroon human resource positioning at the international level, Philemon Yang, the current president of the United Nations General Assembly, hails from the Northwest. Enough for the people of the Northwest to remain loyal to a country they are undeniably part of its construction. Ashiri Kilo is a Secretary of State for Basic Education.
The Northwest is geared up to receive this film. You know that it is very important for people to be reminded from time to time what a wise man our president is.
The projection of the film in the land of the country's greatest scientist, Victor Anomangu, will be a moment to refresh the memories of the unbreakable link between President Paul Biya and the people of the Northwest region, his second home. Ngum Ernest Melen Shang is a fan of Oku.
His Excellency, the President of the Republic, has done so well as far as traditional leadership is concerned in this country. The reason why our fathers made him fan of fans.
The film, worked by Kati Meba and Solange Edimu, supervised by the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic with the coordination of the Ministry of Arts and Culture, will be one but last tour in the land of the fun of funds. Njokem Adino Awa is a fun of Mbengui.
The President, His Excellency President Paul Biya, is the hem of the traditional institution in Cameroon.
This Saturday, the people of the Northwest will gather to watch the Biafim as they count one by one his blessings in their communities.
Charles Sebune with that report. And in other news, TV production in Cameroon's broadcasting state media, the CRTV, will experience a fresh impetus following the reception and installation of new modern equipment from the Japanese government. A presentation of the state-of-the-art equipment by the Japanese delegation took place in the presence of the Director General of the CRTV, Charles Ndongo, in the Studio One Production Center at Mbalatu. Details with Kelly.
L'éclairage, qu'est-ce qu'il en est?
On a commencé à installer un champ.
Upon arrival in Studio One Production Center at Mbalatu, the Director General of the CRTV, Charles Ndongo, alongside his close collaborators, exchanges with the Japanese delegation and the technical team, in which he is assured on the quality of the new modern TV equipment. The Japanese modern equipment consists of 6 cameras, including video mixers and switchers, audio and video monitors, encoders and decoders, video transmitters, TV lighting equipment, teleprompters, studio intercom systems, studio video walls, and TV equipment. These will enable the Cameroon Radio Television meet the expectations of its audience, as highlighted by the head of the Japanese delegation, Hikaru Miyahara.
She said that you already do a great job, but with this equipment, you can do more. Our engineer came here and worked with CRTV team.
While expressing gratitude on behalf of the entire crew, CRTV's Director General Charles Ndongo said that the new accessories will go a long way to improve the quality of TV programs broadcast by the state media house.
Let me thank you for your efficiency and for being there to train us to take in charge those new equipments. This improves our production conditions and it is very, very good for us.
The donation is a consolidation of the close to 3-decade fruitful partnership that exists between the state broadcasting house and the Japanese. Kelly Aben reporting. Elsewhere, graduates of the Police Training and Application Center in Mutengene, Southwest Region, have been exhorted to demonstrate professionalism, discipline, commitment to public service, and scrupulous respect for ethics in order to succeed in their respective assignment. The Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bangangile, made the appeal while chairing the graduation ceremony of 2,444 cadet police inspectors and police constables at the college in Mutengene. Hombo Suzi Monjoa reports from Boya.
The laureates include 695 police inspectors and 1,749 police constables. They have undergone the necessary training to help reinforce the nation's crime-fighting efforts.
Cadet Police Constable Ngene Landry, it was not an easy journey. There was a lot of struggle, suffering, but we made it. I thank the government, our delegate, for making us today to smile.
According to the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bangangele, the graduates are receiving their attributes at a time when new forms of crime are emerging, including digital fraud, the rise in human trafficking, and the consumption of narcotics and other psychotropic substances. He has therefore enjoined them to suppress and prevent these unlawful acts from gaining a foothold in the society.
First grade police inspector, Gogo Roland Yonsi, with this new rank which the President of the Republic and the Delegate General have accorded me, and with the confidence that the Cameroonian population are putting on me, I'm once more pledging towards them that I will work with honor, royalty and devotion.
The police inspectors and constables are now expected to serve their communities and keep their boots on the ground. Humbo Suzi Monchoa, CRTV News, Mutengene.
And from Mutengeni, we go to Bafusam, where butchers in that part of the country now have a better means of transporting from the slaughterhouse to the market. An additional truck for the transportation has been purchased and put at their disposal by the Bafusam City Council. Details with Isaac Ngonkum.
It is a new dawn for butchers and consumers of meat in Bafusam. The official reception of these trucks acquired by the Bafusam City Council will go a long way in ameliorating the preservation of meat transported to market for consumption, a gesture well appreciated by West Regional Governor Awa Fonka Augustine.
We're very satisfied with what is going on. The Bafusam City Council has purchased this vehicle to reinforce the dispositions of the protection of the consumption of meat of some.
In total, two isothermic trucks with the capacity of transporting a minimum of 30 slaughtered cows each were officially received and put to use. Roger Tafam is the Bafusam City Council mayor.
The former camion was a bit small. Now with this second one, we will be sure that they will no more see the meat on bicycle. We are sure that all what will be slaughtered in the slaughterhouse will be carried on a normal hygienic condition to our market.
Transporting meat from the Bafusam slaughterhouse to the three main markets promises to be a smooth ride henceforth. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Bafusam.
And in a bid to enhance the learning conditions for pupils in Diamari Division, Dr. Sally Babani, an elite of the Diamari, has donated desks to some six primary and nursery schools in the area, with two schools in each district benefiting. This gesture addresses a critical need for school furniture in the Far North region, aiming to boost students' academic performance. Faith Nguang reports from CRTV Far North.
A significant donation of desks has been made available to improve the learning environment for pupils in six schools across Diamari, where a shortage of school furniture has been an ongoing challenge. This generous gesture from Dr. Sally Babani, an elite of the Diamari, is warmly welcomed by school administrators who view it as a meaningful step towards quality education. Etundi Madeleine and Buba Albert are respectively the heads of Dualari Government School and Domayo Inclusive Government Primary School.
I want to tell thank you to Dr. Babani for this bench. We say thank you. We say we need more. Thank you, doctor.
I want to say thank you to Dr. Sally Babani for giving us the table for our children. We have resolved part of the problem.
Through this donation, Dr. Sally Babani aims to actively support the education of the younger generation and contribute to better school performance.
I hope that this small gesture will help our children to go and to stay in the school in the better condition.
This initiative will go a long way helping to partially address the shortage of desks faced by numerous schools in the Diamari Division. Marua, Faith Nguang, CRTV.
In religious news, women of the Catholic Women Association in Bamenda have been enjoined to respect and transmit the values of the association in order to promote unity amidst division, especially within families in the crisis hit regions. This was during celebrations marking their 60th anniversary in Kwen Bamenda, during which some members and followers were recognized for their relentless effort in keeping the association together. Veronica Adji reports from Bamenda.
St. Michael Parish at Futrum Kwen, Bamenda 3 subdivision, was full beyond capacity as thousands of women came from all divisions that make up the Bamenda Archdiocese to celebrate 60 years of existence of the association, which has helped them grow in faith.
Mrs. Eddie Tanyi, the outgoing president of the CWA for the Archdiocese of Bamenda. As CWA women, we think that we are missionaries. We carry out pilgrimages, arrange for novena prayers, and during these prayers, we preach peace we beg for peace and we talk peace.
During the Diamond Jubilee Mass, the main celebrant, Monsignor William Neba, Vicar General of the Archdiocese of Bamenda, drew from the books of Luke and Ephesians, challenging the women to explore various avenues of how to live a good Christian life and promote unity in the association and their homes.
Even though they are moving towards holiness, that holiness must first be realized here on earth.
The three-day gathering under the theme CWA Women, Artisans of Human Fraternity for World Peace in the Church That Goes Forth was marked by award of medals to some members for their outstanding work in the association over the years, a march pass and series of discussions on the way forward of the Catholic Women Association. Veronica Adji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The Minister of Posts and Telecommunications, in her capacity as representative of the Prime Minister, Head of Government, will preside over the opening ceremony of the Cameroon International Tech Summit on Monday, 28th October 2024 at 9 a.m. at the Yaoundé Conference Center. This meeting, held under the theme Technology, Innovation, Entrepreneurship and Sustainability as Tools for Economic Growth, will provide a platform for inclusive exchanges in the digital field and will address the interests and needs of various stakeholders, both at the national and international level. In sport, the activities of the 7th edition of the Douala International Marathon will take place on the 26th and 27th of October 2024. This event, which will bring together thousands of runners and sport lovers, aims at preserving and consolidating the people's health capital through the practice of physical and sports activities, as well as promoting values of solidarity and performance. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Molekombi, will preside over the kickoff of the marathon at 7 a.m. at the Esplanade of the Douala 4 City Council on Sunday, the 27th of October 2024. The finish line and prize giving ceremony will take place at Place de Fête de la Biseke at 12 noon. And that's it for the 7 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, presented by Rita Yusimbom. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.